In an English resort town, a young woman carrying a small suitcase stands on the busy sidewalk in front of a theater. Smiling slightly, she looks at marquee photos of the star of the show. Archie Rice, who is billed as TV and radio's sauciest comic. A Woodfall production. Laurence Olivier in
Why Should I Care?
The Entertainer.
Why should I let it?
Starring Brenda DeBanzi and Roger Livesay.
Why shouldn't I?
And introducing Joan Plowright.
Sit down and try to let it pass over.
With Alan Bates, Daniel Massey, Albert Finney, Shirley Ann Field, Thora Hurd, and Miriam Carlin.
Why should I let it?
Adapted from the play by John Osborne.
What's the use of despair?
Screenplay by John Osborne and Nigel Neal.
If they call you a square.
Music composed and conducted by John Addison. Associate Music Director Ronnie Cass. Associate Producer John Croydon.
Should I?
Art Director Ralph Brinton. Production Manager R.L.M. Davidson. Film Editor Alan Orbiston.
If they see the children,
Assistant Director Peter Yates. So Camera Operator Dennis Coop. So Costume Designer Jocelyn Ricards. Continuity Margaret Chipwood. Sound Editor Chris Greenham. Laurence Olivier's Numbers staged by Honor Blair. Director of Photography Oswald Morris. Produced by Harry Saltzman. Directed by Tony Richardson. The young woman heaves a sigh. As she turns away from the theater, a family passes.
I haven't seen him on the TV, have you?
What's that, love?
I say, I've not seen him on the television.
Who?
Archie Rice.
Oh, come on, it's only a lot of deaf girls standing about with nothing on. Come on, Father.
He looks daft.
Will you come on when I tell you? I'm not going to speak to him again.
He's never been on TV.
The young woman lines up at a nearby bus stop. Then she spots someone across the street, a dignified old man with a walking stick.
Granddad!
Open that and don't shout. My headache.
Granddad!
She chases after him.
Granddad! Hello, Granddad.
Jean, I wondered who it was.
Oh, I'm sorry if I startled you.
I didn't know who the hell it was. I was miles away.
Oh, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, my darling. Give your grandfather a kiss. Yes, girl, give me a kiss.
Oh, no, sure, I didn't.
Give me a kiss and I'll give bloody noise. Your stepmother's in one of her moods, so I came out. I can't stand rows with Phoebe, not anymore, so I come and sit on the pier. Albert, take care of this case for me, will you? This is my granddaughter.
Oh, yes, he told me all about you. Have you come to see your dad?
They have their picture taken.
Thank you.
Hey,
come on.
Who's that, Albert?
Archie Rice's daughter.
Oh, hi.
It's good to see you, Jean. How long are you going to stay?
Oh, just a few days, Exeter.
They stroll out on the pier.
Have you heard from young Mick?
Yes, he's fine. He's a good boy. He'll be all right. But it's a nasty business to get mixed up in. All those people out there in Egypt and God knows where else. They seem to be able to do what they like to us nowadays.
I went to the rally in Trafalgar Square last Sunday.
What for God's sake?
Oh, I don't know. I seem to have got myself steamed up about a lot of things lately.
Well, I should think you want to have your bloody head red.
Yes, that's more or less what Graham said.
Graham?
My fiancé.
It was in London about 2 weeks ago.
A sports car pulls to a stop in a side street.
We going now, miss?
Yes, all right. Paints and brushes on this table and paintings over here.
From her classroom window, Jean waves to her fiancé, Graham, in the sports car and signals she'll be down in 5 minutes. She begins to collect her students' paintings.
We don't have to go if you don't
With the class over, the students have begun to party. Shedding her smock, Jean pulls her jacket over her shoulders and picks up her handbag. She heads out the door.
Good night.
As she comes down the stairs to the street, two teenage boys push past her.
Here, watch out where you're going.
No, my leg.
No, his train doesn't leave for an hour.
You're making a lot of noise.
She gets into the car.
Well, my little social worker, what was it tonight? The bicycle chain ball or the thick knife? Excuse me.
Cheer up.
Can't let you see the little soldier brother after the wars with a long face like that.
No, I should look pleased about it, shouldn't
I? As they drive off, several teenage boys run into the street kicking a can around. Graham gets past them and turns the corner.
Jean, I don't know how you think you could ever make anything out of those monsters. You're crazy.
Oh, darling, don't let's do this again.
Sorry, it's time you faced up to the fact. You are never going to do anything but those sort of people.
Don't talk to me about those sort of people. Anyway, if it weren't for your sort of people, still hanging onto their livings in other people's countries, my brother wouldn't be going off to fight.
In a cafe at the railway station.
Telegram came at breakfast.
Why didn't they wait till February? You'd have been off by then.
Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking of signing on.
Signing on?
Yeah.
Graham joins them with drinks.
Up the fact, Mick.
Here's to you, Mick. And let's hope it's a false alarm.
Thank you.
You're leaving tonight?
No, they're flying us out in the morning. Well, it's nice of you both to come and see me off.
Off to defend the Empire, you
know. My queen and country need me.
I wish I could think it was funny.
Ah.
Oh, Jean, give him a break. He'll be all right.
Jean's always taken everything seriously, haven't you, love? I've always taken it as it comes, but not Jeannie. Cheer up, love. Life isn't as bad as all that, and even if it is, there's nothing we can do about it. All right, I must be off.
Graham picks up Mick's rifle.
Come on.
Well, that needs cleaning for a start. I'll do it, you take
it. Oh, good lad. Come on.
Graham follows them with Mick's duffel and kit bags.
Don't come any further. There's my mob there. Goodbye, love.
Bye, Mick. Stick in the back row if there's any shooting.
You bet. Go up and see Phoebe and the old boy sometime,
yes,
will you?
Yes, I'm going to.
Will do. Goodbye, Graham.
Bye-bye, Mick. Good luck.
Tyre, you two getting married?
Well, ask her.
We'll make her. It's what Jean needs. I'll bring you back a fuzzy wuzzy for your wedding present. You can hang it on the nursery wall and frighten the kids with it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
To eat somewhere?
No, thanks.
Well, it might cheer you up. Something to eat? Bottle
I don't
of wine?
I want to be cheered up. I want to go home.
All right.
She turns to him.
You want to come?
What about the landlady?
We'll beat her up.
Graham slips an arm around her and they walk off. Later, in Jean's apartment...
Well, I've been longing to tell you about it all day. They want a decision pretty soon.
Why Africa?
Well, the firm's expanding out there. You know, young men, big opportunities, all that kind of thing.
Do you want to go?
Yes. Yes, I do. I've thought about it a lot. But you get married next month.
Well, supposing I don't want to go, Graham. Would you go just the same?
I think that's a fair question.
No, but I'm asking it.
Well, if we were married, I think it would change your mind.
Well, what if I didn't? Why do you want to go?
I've told you.
Oh, yes, big opportunities, big deal.
Jean, you love me, don't you?
Yes.
And you still want to marry
me? Of course.
Well, then what we are... I don't understand you. There's nothing to keep you here. Nothing. Nothing but a bunch of teddy boys who ought to be put in jail by those
Oh, rocks. Graham...
And don't pretend to me that you can't leave that deadbeat family of yours.
Oh, Graham, can't you try and understand this job means something to me? I've never been good enough to paint myself, but I think this is something I really can do.
Oh, maybe the first term has been hell, but I'm not going to give up that easily.
There's nothing to keep us here. You've never stopped telling me that everything about this country is dead. Well, I agree, it's dead. This will be a wonderful chance for us to get out of it.
When Jean buries her face in her arms, sobbing, Graham comes over to her.
I'm sorry.
He kisses her. They kiss again.
Take me to bed.
Back on the pier with her granddad again, Jean wipes away a tear.
I'm all right, granddad. I feel better now I've talked about it.
You always liked coming to see me, didn't you? You were a pretty little thing. Not that looks are everything, not even for a woman. You don't look at the mantelpiece when you poke the fire. I'll say this for Archie. He always saw that you were nicely turned out. He was a smart little boy himself. Used to dress him in sailor suits then. Funny how they all turn out.
How is Dad?
He's a fool.
Oh?
Trying to raise money for another show when he hasn't enough to keep this one running.
Well, what's this one like?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I wouldn't. They don't want human beings anymore.
On stage.
Well, you're a lovely lot tonight. Really lovely lot tonight. I've played in front of them all, you know. Yes, I've played in front of them all. The Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh, the Prince of Wales, and what's the name of that other part?
Archie Rice looks out at the small audience in the large theatre.
Hey, what about these crooners? Hey, what about these crooners? I don't know what they're coming to. Honest, I don't. Look at the stuff they sing. Look at the songs they sing. The Dark Town Strutters Ball, the Basin Street Ball, the Woodchopper's Ball. It's a lot of rubbish, isn't it?
He's a suggestive, isn't he?
Well, now, I'm going to sing you a little song. A little song. A little song written by Rimsky-Nastikoff. A little song entitled, "The Old Church Bell Won't Ring Tonight as the Vicar's Got the Clappers." Hide your face, Mum. The girls have got me. I shan't be home for an hour or two. I've got all sorts of nice things to do. They've got me worked up in such a state. So hide your face, Mum. Cause I can't hardly wait. So hide your face, Mum. The girls have got me.
Jean comes in backstage.
Gorgeous girls have got me. All right, Jean.
She's greeted by the young stage manager.
Gee.
Hello, Frank.
Nice to see you, Lauren.
Frank hugs her.
Got all of you?
So-so. I just seen Granddad. He's gone on home.
Hey, Dad's on, as you may possibly have guessed. We'll be off in a minute, Dad.
Okay.
But it's when she's gone and left me that I stop to say goodnight.
Archie goes into his dance routine. She hustles off stage.
Hey, anyone in front of me? Watch me.
Hey, look who's here.
Oh, hello, dear.
Oh, this is nice. I didn't see you standing there. I haven't got my glasses on.
I know you
just
thought I was saying
goodbye. Hey, Dad. All right,
good.
Are you?
You're fine. Oh,
he hustles back on for the finale. Finds Jean backstage.
How's it going?
Oh, first
first house about 60 sat at the drabs in, and tonight about 200 sat at the drabs.
Excuse me.
My darling.
Frank, I'd like to see you.
Well, if we do go on next week, it'll be by very reluctant agreement of about 20 rather angry people. Hey, have you been home, lad?
Oh, no, not yet.
Oh.
Oh, I suppose I ought to have warned Phoebe.
Oh, not to worry. You can have Mick's room, all right?
How is Mick? Have you heard from him?
Yes, a couple of letters. He's just sitting in the middle of the desert, twiddling his thumbs. It's hot, he says. Not one for subtle detail, old Mick, you know.
Kids say if they don't get their back salary, they're going to quit.
Well, let him. Hey, Frank, pop round the corner, get a couple of bottles. One gin, one Dubonnet. I'm going to have a celebration.
What you got to celebrate?
My 20th anniversary.
What of?
Not paying income tax. You go with him, love. See, he doesn't forget the change.
Okay.
I'll meet you all at Buckingham Palace. I've got a couple of people to see.
A busty showgirl walks past.
Good night, Frank.
Jean whistles.
Come on.
In his dressing room, Archie turns on the radio. Unbuttoning his shirt, he begins removing his heavy stage makeup. The theater manager comes in.
This evening?
Well, you better get some lolly for her tonight. You've had it your week. Oh, it's not so hot.
What?
I don't think I'd better have her.
As the theater manager leaves, the female lead comes in.
Well,
just be 5 minutes, see? I've got to listen to the news.
No,
kidding, honest.
I'm not leaving this theatre tonight without it.
Okay, baby, 5 minutes.
Archie steps over to the sink.
There'll be another program in this series at the same time next week. The 11 o'clock news summary follows almost at once.
As he listens to the radio, he washes the dark dye from his graying temples.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the summary of the news. First of all, Suez. A number of British paratroopers are reported to have been overrun and captured in a forward position. Names will be withheld at the War Office until the next of kin have been informed.
He looks at the radio in concern.
Commons is debating the situation in the Middle East tomorrow at the request of the opposition. Latest reports from the area were considered at a cabinet.
Meanwhile, at Archie's flat.
Oh, this is nice. What a shame. If only I'd known, I could have been back earlier. But I stayed and saw a bit of the big picture round again.
Oh, what was it like?
Oh, wasn't up to much. They're showing a lot of rubbish on at the picture house these days. I hear they're going to close that place down, by the way. Everything's doing badly. That's what worries Archie.
Good night, Mum.
Good night, dear.
See you in the morning, Gina.
Well, where are you off to?
Oh, he's got an extra job. He's playing the piano in one of these late night drinking places and the Winter Gardens organ on Sundays. Oh, it's lovely to see her, isn't it, Dad? He doesn't have anyone very much to talk to, do you? Well, it's not my fault. He won't come to the pictures with me. He likes to listen to a play on the wireless sometimes. You like a nice play?
Yes.
But I can't sit for long. I'd rather have a spot of pictures.
I'm all right.
Oh, I'm at Woolworths now, did I tell you? I'm on the electrical counter. Not bad. Girls are a bit common, that's all. Oh, it is nice to see you.
Archie says you've had a letter from Mick.
Yes, he's out there. Jean, you think he's going to be all right, don't you? I don't know why they send these boys out to do the fighting. They're just kids, that's all. That's all he is, a kid. I mean, they do look after them, don't they?
Oh, yes, they look after them all right.
Look after them better now than they did when I was in it. The Dardanelles. I went through that without a scratch. Not a scratch on me.
Hi.
Hello, Dad.
I've just been talking to my coloured friend on the stairs.
He's a student.
No, he's not. He's a ballet dancer.
Is he? He's a big fellow.
He's playing the Winter Gardens for a fortnight.
A ballet dancer?
He tells me if you drop your hat outside there now, you have to kick it all the way down to the promenade before you dare pick it up.
Woo! There's a telegram come for you.
Don't you think she's looking a bit peaky?
Looks all right to me. Needs a drink, that's all.
There's a telegram come for you.
Yeah, well, it's probably just from one of my creditors, you see. Oh, good girl, Jean. You remembered Phoebus Dubonnet. She likes that, don't you, dear? She thinks she's being awfully you when she drinks that, don't you?
Well, I like it. It seems to suit me. But what's all this for? Was it all right at the theatre?
Oh, it was not all right at the theatre.
Oh, Archie.
Now, have your Dubonnet, dear. Don't get all emotional. Jean, that's yours. Billy, wake up!
I am awake.
Well, stop yelling then. You sound like a television commercial. Here's a drink for you.
I don't want a bloody drink.
Yes, you do. Now, don't argue and drink up. I'm having a little celebration.
Celebration? What have you got to celebrate about?
Oh, dear.
You haven't got a thing you can call your own. And as sure as God made little apples, I'll lay a sovereign to a penny piece, you'll end up in the bankruptcy court before Christmas. And you'll be lucky if you don't end up in jail as well.
Oh, get him to go to bed, Arch. He's overtired.
Go to bed. You're overtired.
I'm not overtired. I don't relish the idea of a jailbird in the family.
Oh, shut up, Dad. You've had too much to drink.
I used to have half a bottle of three-star brandy for breakfast.
Yes, and a pound of steak and a couple of chorus girls. He'd tell you the whole story at the drop of a hat.
I leave chorus girls to you. Oh, do you know what James Agard said about me?
Oh, yes, that you and Mrs. Pat Campbell were his two favourite female impersonators.
You know bloody well what he said.
We all know what he said, and every word of it was true.
Archie kisses his father.
Your daughter went to that Trafalgar Square circus last Sunday, if you please.
No, did you really? Are you one of those who don't like the Prime Minister? I think I've grown rather fond of him. Does he bring you out in spots?
Oh, God, I wish I knew what was going to happen.
You know, I feel like that about that horrible dog downstairs. He brings me out in a rash every time I look at him.
Oh, what is going to happen?
There are three things do that to me. Three things. Nuns, clergymen, and dogs.
Well, I don't want to always have to work. I mean, you want a bit of life before it's all over. Takes all the guilt off if you know you've got to go on and until they carry you out in a box.
Hey, did I tell you my nuns?
Oh, it's all right for him. He's all right. He still has his women. Well, it lasts anyway. But I don't want to end up being laid out by some stranger in some rotten, stinking little street in Gateshead or West Hartlepool or another of those dead or alive holes.
Phoebe, don't upset yourself. Let's enjoy ourselves.
You think I don't want to enjoy myself?
Phoebe leaves the room.
I wish women wouldn't cry. I wish they wouldn't. Try and say something to her, Jean.
Why don't you?
I wish I could. I only wish I could.
Jean goes to comfort Phoebe.
Phoebe, dear, would you like to go to bed?
Yes, I think I will if you don't mind, dear. I think perhaps I've overdone it a bit. I never could stand too much excitement. And I think I'm worrying about young Mick underneath. I keep thinking about all that fighting.
Well, try and get some sleep, love. You'll feel better when you wake up.
Yes, yes, dear. Oh, would you come and say goodnight to me, Archie?
Yes, I'm just finishing my little celebration, remember?
He's funny.
Good night, son.
Good night.
Good night, love.
Good night, Jean.
Good night, Granddad.
It was good seeing you. We'll have a good talk tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
As Granddad follows Phoebe up the stairs, Jean rejoins Archie in the sitting room.
Dad.
No.
You're keeping something to yourself.
He turns to her with the telegram.
You never miss a trick, do you?
What is it?
Mick's been taken prisoner. No point in breaking it tonight.
He pours another drink.
I think I'd like some of that.
Yeah. Well, we'll drink to Mick. And let's hope to God he manages, eh? Mick. And the income tax man. With you, it's prime ministers. With me, it's dogs. Nuns, clergymen, and dogs. Hey, did I ever tell you the greatest compliment I ever had paid me? Eh? I was walking along the promenade somewhere. I think it must have been here, actually. One day, 25 years ago. Quite a young man. Well, there I was walking along the promenade to meet what I think we used to call a piece of crackling. Or perhaps it was a bit of fluff. Well, that was earlier. Anyway, there I was, walking along the prom, minding my own business. When, two nuns came toward me. Two nuns.
He pushes the bottle toward her. Seeing the despair behind his smile, Jean reaches out and takes her father's hand. Next morning on the beach, children watch a Punch and Judy show. While others ride a carousel. Frank and Jean walk quickly along the promenade to a newsstand. They buy several newspapers and scan the headlines, but find nothing new about the war. At home, Phoebe is cooking breakfast when Jean returns.
Jean, there's nothing fresh. Just the same description as we heard on the news.
Oh, dear.
You hear that, Wireless? You'd think that some of those rogues that get up in Parliament were glad our boys were taken prisoner. Their own country always in the wrong and the other lot's always right.
Oh, shut up, Dad. We're worried enough as it is without politics.
It says here, Lieutenant Pearson of Leicester, who had been with Sergeant Rice until a few minutes before he was captured, said he must have killed at least seven of the attackers before he was overwhelmed. He must have run out of ammunition, said Pearson. Young Rice wasn't the type...
Oh, don't go on, Jean. I just can't bear to think about it.
Jean pours herself a cup of tea.
Oh, I'll fry these up for your breakfast. They don't look very nice, do they? I'm sorry.
Oh, never mind, Phoebe. I'm not really hungry, thanks.
Where's Frank?
Oh, he went to the theatre for something. Said he wouldn't be in for breakfast.
Jean joins Granddad on the terrace.
Where's Dad?
I went out early. I had a telephone call from the town hall. Sit down.
Well, no thanks, Granddad. I've sat down.
About the bathing beauty competition. You'll be in his element. Bathing beauties? It isn't as if they've got the figures nowadays. They're all skin and bone.
What's he going to do after this? Is he really trying to put on another show?
Well, I don't know how. After that last business, he's still an undischarged bankrupt.
But you knew that, dear, didn't you? I have to sign everything for him. Checks, the lot. He can't get any credit. Still, Archie could always twist me around his little finger.
He won't listen to me. He spends half his time in that Rockcliffe.
What?
That damned meat market by the clock tower.
At the pub.
How do you happen to do that?
And I got to pay income tax 20 years ago. Pure bad luck, that's all. I was trapped in a hospital with a double hernia. Very nasty, was it? Terribly complicated. I even thought all my plans for the future were going to be finished at one point. That's another story I'll tell you, Santa. There I was, lying on my back, wondering whether a draft pass on its own was enough to make life worth living. That reminds me. Arnold, five more half past three. When two men in bowler hats and raincoats sprang at me from behind the screens. That was Archie's one downfall. Could have happened to anyone. I think it must have been the ward sister tipped them off. She used to tell me she was very spiritual. Hey, I got legit just then, you see. And I was in the Tale of Two Cities. When I told her, she said, oh, yes, I heard of that. She was an Irish lady. The Tale of Two Cities. Isn't that about Sodom and Gomorrah?
Archie takes one of his listeners aside.
How about a booking at the Winter Garden when the season's over?
What do you have in mind?
Something lavish, a couple of top liners. See, I've got hold of those costumes from Sid Stein's Blackpool show last year. You know, fabulous stuff.
Oh, why don't you leave it alone, Archie?
No, I was having a drink, you see. I was having a drink with Doreen Main's agent last Thursday. Doreen Main. Well, you know, she one of her records hit the top 10 last February, you know?
I'd like to do you a favour, Archie.
I'm not asking any favours, Harold.
What management?
Oh, me.
Are you really serious, Archie?
Serious? Harold, you don't understand. I need this booking. I really need it.
Well, I'd have to see the show first.
Harold, I've got to open somewhere.
Now, Archie, we've had some good laughs together all this time. Let's leave it like that, eh?
Harold, you don't understand. We're the circuit. With a booking like this, I could break the circuits.
Archie, you know me. I only deal with established properties.
Harold, I'm asking you as a friend.
Look, you know my office. If you think you've got a concrete proposition, I'm always prepared to listen. Not otherwise.
Sorry about that, Harold. Worrying about young Mick, I guess, eh?
That's all right, Archie.
Harold turns back to Frank and the others.
Well, I must rush now, boys. The call of the bathing bell competition. I'm judging the finals this afternoon.
Oh, but Wally Barker's going to do it.
Wally Barker dropped out, so they sent for the expert. Mind you, of course they don't understand the business in this country, you know.
Oh, they don't.
On the continent, they put the girls up for auction when it's finished.
They do. Hey, did I tell you about the chap? Pick up his pin.
No, no, sorry. Too late.
He leaves.
So long, Frank.
So long.
As Harold starts out, he notices Jean, who has just come in.
Can I help you, darling?
Well, I'm looking for Mr. Rice.
Uh-huh.
I'm his daughter.
Which one are you? The one born yesterday?
Jean's polite smile fades, and she walks out.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Everett, she is my sister.
Oh. Sorry.
Frank hurries after Jean.
Jean, now listen, he didn't mean anything.
I know what he meant. Anyway.
He's the new manager at the Winter Garden Theatre.
Who is he? Well, I wouldn't trust him behind a drawn curtain with his feet showing.
Showing, as my dear old dad would say.
Oh, why does he go on with it?
Who, Dad?
Mm.
In the blood, I suppose. Yours too, I'll bet.
Oh, I just wish sometimes he'd face up to reality.
Well, I don't think he ever faces up to much else. He knows musicals dying better than you do.
And what about you, Frank? Are you going on with it?
Talent got a bit thin when it came down to me. And the courage, too.
Courage?
Yeah. Courage to go on. Mark Archie. He's got it. Hey, walk into the Winter Garden with me, will you?
Well, what for?
I'm standing in for the Lady Hawgardy's for half an hour. Come on.
Hand in hand, they walk toward the theater. Inside the Winter Garden, only a few couples glide around the huge dance floor as Frank and Jean stroll in.
Of course you know. Granted had the real talent. He had what it takes. People still remember him, you know. They stop him in the streets. I suppose he's about all that's left of all that musical stuff and all them other things. Still, as Phoebe always says, better to be an has-been than a never was.
It must have been better than this, anyway.
Something's missing, isn't it?
From across the floor, the organist signals for Frank to replace her.
Mrs. Sandy McPherson calls. Hey, you'll be late for the beauty competition. I'll see you.
At the beauty competition, pretty young women in bathing suits pose near a large swimming pool, while spectators fill the surrounding stands.
She likes weightlifting and dislikes men with beard. Has no hobbies. What about her, eh? She needs some beef pudding into her. The roast beef of old England, if you ask me. Well, no, nobody's asking me. Never mind. Now, Miss Anne Tomlinson of Fisher likes steak, dislikes getting up in the morning, and has no hobbies. Miss Shirley Lawrence from Ripple. She likes midnight swimming and dislikes wolves, and her hobby is sailing.
Archie stands at a microphone near the judges' table.
Now, Miss Joyce Richards from Peacham. She likes weightlifting and dislikes men drivers, and she's got no hobby.
She's a smasher.
Give over, Father.
Don't look so worried, lady. Your old man may be a bit square, but he still loves to go in for the curves, eh? That for a bit of high art square.
Where did they dig him up?
April McHugh of Dartmouth.
Hello.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello, Grandad.
Oh, well, most of it are just doing the final walk round.
Archie's been good.
Yes, I was watching from the back.
No, he hasn't said a word about Nick all day. He's worried about him. Well, that's why I came out, really. Just take my mind off it a bit.
She's pretty.
And now, Miss Tina Lackman. Burnley. She likes meeting people, dislikes sarcastic people, hobbies, amateur dramatics.
Tina gives Archie a smile as she passes him.
Woo! Now,
I wonder which one Archie's picked out for himself.
Where are Joe's bloody noise?
He doesn't like me talking about it. As if she doesn't know what's been going on all this time.
Well, there's no reason to talk about it.
Oh, she's not soft. I
don't want to hear about it, and I shouldn't think Jean does.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, before our distinguished judges make their final selection, these lovely girls are going to line up for you so that you can make your final selection. I've made mine. Of course, this is a very tense moment, ladies and gentlemen, you understand. Very tense indeed. The judges have the most elaborate system of marking. They're marked good,
Very good. And wow. There you are, boys. Aren't they gorgeous? Aren't they gorgeous? Come on, boys. That'll take the tops off your boiled eggs for you tomorrow morning.
And if I happen to mention the women, it's just because it's always been the same thing with them. Still, I suppose it's different with men. More important to them.
Will you hold your bloody noise?
Why don't you?
And now, for the moment you've all been waiting for, the judge's final announcement. Thank you. For the third prize, we have Miss Joyce Richard of Heesham, just 19 and very nice. Thank you. Present the prizes, I have the great honor and pleasure to introduce to you that great star of TV, stage, screen, and labor exchange, Mr. MacDonald Hogan.
Congratulations.
And the second place, Miss Tina Lapford from Burnley. Age 20 and very nice too.
Oh no. Don't think much of her.
Good luck to you.
Archie applauds Tina warmly. And then turns the microphone over to MacDonald.
All yours, man.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the check for £1,000. And the holder of the title of Miss Great Britain is Valerie Martin from Salisbury.
Competition. Half the time I can't tell the women from the men, not from the back. Even from the front you have to take a good look sometimes.
Archie is with Tina.
You look thirsty. How about having a little drink with me, eh?
Well, you see, I can't because I've got my mum with me.
That's all right, love. Bring her along to have a drink too.
Really?
Yes, of course. Where is she? Is she here?
Well, come over and meet her while I change.
Is she pretty?
No.
Of course she is.
No.
She must be.
No, she's not a bit. Mum! Mum!
Very pretty.
Phoebe spots Archie with Tina and her mother.
Well, don't get changed on, then you won't get cold. Well, I thought they were never going to make up their minds. And I'm not saying that because of our Tina, you know, because, I mean, after all, second prize is better than no prize at all.
Yes, but everyone was saying
really,
that it should have been.
When Phoebe approaches, Archie brushes her off.
I mean, there was a lot of the girls there, extremely ladylike, like our Tina.
Soon after, in a cafe...
The one that won first prize. Well, I'm sorry, I shall just have to say it, Mr. Ace. She was just common. That's all I can say, just common. Of course, you see, I always knew our Tina had it in it when she was a little girl, you know. Oh, yes, she was always doing impersonations. Weren't you, love? Oh, that. Film stars, you know. Veronica Lake, she used to do. And Donald Duck. And... did you do, love?
Oh, I don't remember. I was only a little kid.
Oh, I knew she had it in her then. That's why I thought she'd better have elocution lessons. Well, she started those before she started going to school. Oh, she's worked hard. Of course, she's got her head screwed on. Well, you'll have seen that. You see, she wants to get up. So I'm quite sure she will. All she needs is a little push. When you see some of those girls on television, honest.
You're right, Mrs. Lapford. I think Tina, could easily go places in a big way. It's just a question of the brakes, as you say. Now, I'm just wondering. You see, I have a new show opening at the Winter Garden, actually.
The Winter Garden? Have you?
Yes, you see, it's a pretty expensive show. Doreen Main and thousands of pounds worth of costumes. It's quite a proposition. It just might be the right break for Tina.
He looks hopefully at Mrs. Lamford, who simpers. The next day, Archie finds Tina in the local zoo.
Oh, you're late.
I'm sorry. I got held up. I had to see a man about some scenery.
Why do you want to meet me in this dump?
Hmm? Oh, well, I thought we might have a drink in the caravan.
What caravan?
I'll show you.
He leads her outside.
A friend of mine owns a site.
He points to a small trailer down by the sea.
I thought we could be alone for the afternoon. Okay?
Okay.
Don't worry.
They head for the trailer. Meanwhile, in the flat, his family watches television.
Home in a few days, you know, I can't believe it.
I knew they wouldn't keep him. They wouldn't dare, not even nowadays.
Oh, I hope it's true and nothing will go wrong.
Oh, pardon me, Phoebe, but you do talk the most almighty rubbish I've ever had to listen to.
They say they've got an aeroplane standing by.
No, I don't want Archie to be disappointed, that's all, on top of everything else. You should never build things up. You're always disappointed, really. That's Archie's trouble. Always builds everything up. Always off on some new idea.
And he said...
Later, in a restaurant, Archie entertains Tina and her parents.
Yeah, well, he said, cat rice in. Why do they call it cat rice in? And he said, well, you see, it goes like this. By the time all the pussycats have finished chasing the electric saucer of milk, it's turned into a rice pudding. Yeah, well, that one's not so good. No, but I got it from my landlady. No, really, I did. I got it from my landlady. It's not the only thing I got off her.
No. Oh, I haven't lost the one up in a long time.
What's that? You know that boy they've taken prisoner? His name's Rice. Did you see the evening papers?
Yeah, I heard it on the radio. How about another cup?
I don't mind.
Oh, you're all done. I'm mother.
Now it's time we got down to business, as the bishop said to
me. To the actress, I know.
That's right.
Don't worry about anything, Archie. I'll see you right. You have me on that.
Oh, then the deal's all set.
It is.
Oh, thanks.
And Tina's up in town, you love.
Oh, yes.
Well, thanks. I've got to get off to the theatre. I'm a working man, you know.
Why don't we all come? Now we're into your business. Tina can pick up a few tips.
Yeah, well, this is just a little summer show, you know. It's nothing like the glorious shape of things to come. However, if you understand that, by all means, I'll leave the seats at the box office for you. My name, okay?
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Oh, I say. He's a charming man, isn't he, Wilfred?
Now, Ada, this is just a business deal.
I'm well aware of that.
Archie?
Tina catches up with him on the stairs.
I can't see you tonight with Dad here. It'll have to be tomorrow.
All right, love.
Archie kisses her. From the bakery downstairs, Jean sees them. On his way out, Archie notices her and Phoebe, whom he slips past.
No. Oh, Jean, could you lend me 10 bob? Do you mind, dear? Just till I get paid.
She shows Jean a cake.
I thought I'd buy this for Mick for when he comes home. He's got ever such a sweet tooth, Mick. He even loves anything like this.
It's a bit jazzy, isn't it?
Jazzy? Oh, I don't think it's jazzy. I don't know what you mean by jazzy. Mick'll like it anyway.
Here, look, take this. Archie gave it to me this morning.
I'll borrow that then. Oh. Now, don't forget to remind me. I'll give it you back.
Okay. Only I can't come, Phoebe, because I promised to meet Grandad at the club.
Oh. I said, all right, dear.
I'll see you later.
As Jean leaves, Phoebe notices Tina and her parents.
My dad brought.
At Granddad's club.
Now, you can't all get to the top. You can't make your own luck. Me, I was always lucky. Always was. Mind you, I was good, too.
Granddad, I must talk to you sometime.
Of course, my darling. What about you?
It's about Dad.
Oh, yes. Later.
It makes you proud, doesn't it?
That ambassador I was talking to about, something Pearson, his name was. Charming fellow. Absolutely the best type. Told me I was his favorite comedian, barring George Irving.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is a great occasion for one of our most distinguished members. I believe he's just got very good news about someone in his family, and I'm sure you'll all want to join with me in offering heartiest congratulations and in drinking his health. Billy Rice.
Granddad allows himself to be persuaded.
No, I don't want to.
He refuses a microphone.
So-called government we've got today are cutting down expenses, so they say, to save a few odd million, more or less. They want to scrap the Navy, do they?
Yes!
We know they're broke. Well, I'm broke. So are you broke. We're all broke. As we were when Bolingbroke first sailed away. But we've got the men. We've got the ships. What's more, we've got the water. And it's just as wet as in Lord Nelson's day. So don't.
At the theater, meanwhile.
For I'm sure you'll agree that a fellow like me is the salt of our dear old country, of our dear old country.
The lights flash off and on.
Look away, pal. Any page is better. At home or across the sea, it's kept like us. Yes, you and me, hold march again to victory. Some people say we're finished. Some people say we're victory. But if we all stand by this dear old land.
Behind Archie, the curtain opens on a patriotic tableau. A showgirl, costumed as a mermaid, looks glum.
You look so sad, yeah.
You look sorry if you'd been messed about.
You'll get what's coming to you.
But the battle will be won. Thank God we're normal, normal, normal. Yes, thank God we're normal. We are the country's flower. And when the great cold comes, someone will gaze down on us and say, they made no fuss, for this was their finest shower. Yes, this was their finest shower. So thank God we're normal, normal, normal. Yes, thank God we're normal, for this was their finest shower.
Bounces off stage.
What do you mean?
You typical, my dear. There's a new show, Solid. Back to the limit, not a new cutter.
Bouncing back on stage for a bow, he blows a kiss to the Lampforts. At home, Phoebe admires the cake and starts to pour another drink.
And now a request from Mrs. Connie Morris of Dover Hay, Kew Ferry Drive, Northwood, Middlesex, for her husband, Flight Sergeant Ozzy Morris, who is serving...
Hesitantly, she goes downstairs to answer the door.
Sorry, Phoebe, I forgot my key.
You know, whenever there's a ring at the door, I don't like to answer it in case it's a policeman standing there with another summons.
There'll be a policeman at the door, all right?
They follow Jean upstairs.
I do hope Archie won't be long.
No, I don't think he will. Frank's with him.
Oh, Frank's a sensible boy. He'll say he doesn't stay out too late. Archie's a fool to himself. Always got some big idea that he's going to make money. A little while ago, it was female impersonators. We were going to make a packet. But by the time Archie got started on it, it had all petered out. Oh, well, it's no good worrying, is it? It says on the telly that Mick's coming home, and that's all that really matters.
Come on, have a drop of this, dear.
No, not for me, thanks, Phoebe.
Getting a bit low on the drink, aren't we?
Oh, look, and you're not to have another one until you've had something to eat. You've had nothing but tea and cigarettes for days.
Oh, no, I couldn't eat anything.
But people have got to eat, dear. If you don't have something...
People have got to eat, she says. Ah, that's a good one.
Well, you can't carry
on. People have got to eat, she said. Well, where's he got to?
He's just gone into the kitchen.
That's not all they've got to do. They've got to do a whole lot of things. A whole lot of things you don't even know about.
Oh, I know, love. Things have been tough.
You're a very sweet girl, Jean, and I'm very fond of you. But you're not even my own daughter.
All right, Phoebe, I'm sorry. Let's forget it.
Don't presume too much.
Oh, Phoebe, please, I just...
Don't presume too much.
Let me get you some tea.
Why doesn't Archie come back? You'd think he'd come back here and celebrate. After hearing his son was safe and on his way home. I don't know, you people.
Oh, Phoebe, don't let's have a row and over nothing. It's silly.
It's not silly. Anyway, who said we were having a row? All I said was that I wasn't hungry. And you start getting at me.
What was you getting at?
I can't eat because I...
Coming up the stairs with Frank, Archie hears her and sighs.
We've lived on penny pieces of bacon from the butchers. And what we've got from the tribunal. You people, you're all alike.
Frank, we should have stayed, I told you.
Archie, I'm talking to Jean.
Yes, dear, I thought that's what you was doing. I sized up the situation in a flash.
Oh, it's easy for people like you to make fun. I left school when I was 12 years old.
Perhaps if she tells me that once more, I shall get up on this roof, drunk as I am. I shall get up on this roof and scream, and I've never done that before.
You had to pay sixpence a week then. Some weeks my mother couldn't find it.
But this is a welfare state, my old darling. Nobody wants, nobody goes without. All are provided for.
I was scrubbing a diamond.
Everybody's all right. Young Mick's all right.
Well, shut up.
Frank's all right. Jean's all right. She'll make it up with old Graham and forget all about silly old Trafalgar Square and prime ministers who look like dogs downstairs. There you are, dear.
You don't understand.
Now, I know. Phoebe scrubbed a dining hall floor for 500 kids when she was 12 years old. Didn't you? Didn't you? Oh. Have you any idea either of you how often she told me about those 500 kids in that dining hall?
Oh, shut up.
Okay, son, I'll shut up. Hey, pass one of those to Jean. She looks as though she could use it.
I can't.
You've been away too long, darling. Every night's a party night.
And you know why? Do you know why? Hey, look at her. Look at that poor, pathetic old thing there. She's very drunk. And right now, her mazy, underdeveloped, untrained mind is racing because her bloodstream is full of alcohol we can't afford to give up.
What's he talking about?
She's tired and she's getting old. She's tired and she's tired of me. Nobody ever give her very much in this world except me. And my God, she's tired of that. Aren't you, my old darling? You're tired of that, aren't you?
I tried to make something of myself. I tried. I really did try. I was nothing much to look at. I was a plain kid. No, I wasn't. I wasn't even plain. I was the ugliest bloody kid you ever saw in your life. But I made something of myself. I made him want me.
It was a long time ago.
Well, let's have a row, but please, can we have a quiet row?
No, it was a long time ago. I wish you'd stop yelling. I can't hear myself shout. Sing us one of your songs. There's a good boy. Hey, where's the old man?
He's in the kitchen.
Billy, come out of there. You know you're only reading and you're on here. Thought's been on her feet all day.
What's he doing messing in there? He knows I don't like him being in there. Leaves everything in such a mess.
Phoebe staggers to the kitchen and finds Granddad eating a piece of the cake.
You've been at that cake.
What?
You've been at my cake, haven't you?
I was hungry.
Well, that cake was for Mick. It was for Mick. It wasn't for you.
I'm sorry.
I bought that cake for Mick. It's for when he comes home. Why couldn't you leave it alone?
Couldn't
you leave it alone? It wasn't for you. What's the matter with you? I feed you, don't I? Don't think you give me all that much money every week because you don't.
Phoebe, forget it.
I don't forget anything.
We'll buy another one.
Oh, you'll buy another one. You're so rich. You're such a great big success. What's a little cake? We'll order a dozen of them. Well, I bought that cake and it cost me 30 shillings. It was for Mick for when he comes home because I want to give him something. Something that I know he'll like after being where he's been and going through what he has. And now that bloody greedy old pig. That old pig. As if he hasn't had enough of everything already. He's got to get his great teeth in his...
Overwhelmed, she buries her face in her hands. Granddad steps past her. And goes up to his room.
Well, I suppose, sir, he's had more out of life than any of us, and he's enjoyed it. Good luck to him. All said, you needn't have done that.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Archie. Please try and forgive me.
Come on, love, pull yourself together. That's what we should have all done years ago, fooled ourselves together. Let's pull ourselves together.
They return to the sitting room.
Let's pull ourselves together and the happy you will be.
That's right, Jess. Remember, we're British.
Don't look so worried, Gene. You won't have to put up with this kind of thing much longer. Phoebe, let's see you do your dance. Hey, Gene, play something.
Yes, go on.
She dances jolly well, don't you, poor old thing? I wonder if she'll make me cry tonight. We'll see, we'll see. Hey, Frank, sing us one of your songs. There's a good
voice. When there isn't a girl about you, feel so lonely.
When there isn't a girl about you, own.
Wait a minute, I'm just trying to... The girl I love is up in the lavatory.
No, Archie, no. Not like that. It's true.
You sing it.
Yes, come on.
No,
come on.
No, really.
All right, then. The boy I love, he's up in the gallery. The boy I love, he's smiling now at me. Where is he? Can't you see? Waving his handkerchief as merry as a robin.
The next morning at breakfast...
This letter's from Claire.
Oh, who's Claire?
May I have another cup of tea, please, dear?
Oh, just a minute. I want to read a Claire's letter. I want you to listen, Archie, too. Claire's my niece, the one that's in Canada. She's my brother John's daughter. They're all over there now, you know, my brother John as well. They started off in the restaurant business 4 years ago with $500. Look, there's their little girl. Now they have a hotel in Toronto, and they're going to open another one.
You don't have to look interested, yes? She's not interested in all that horse manure about Canada.
Of course she's interested.
Frank, dear, would you get me another cup of tea, please?
Look, I'm only trying to explain to her. You see, they've got this one hotel in Toronto. Now they're going to open another hotel in Ottawa. My brother John manages the hotel in Toronto for them, and now they want us to go out there and for Art to manage the hotel in Ottawa.
What I know about hotels, all I've ever lived in is digs.
You see, he gets cross if I mention it.
For God's sake, don't say I get cross if you mention it once more. You've mentioned it, haven't you? And I'm not cross, I just think it's a bloody pointless idea. Anyway, you can't get draft pass in Canada. I'm going to the theatre.
Will you be back for dinner, Archie?
No, I don't think so. I'll stab a bite somewhere. Hey, Jean, why don't you bring some fish and chips or something to the old dunt? Remember when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Hey? I'll bring the champagne.
All right.
Don't often see my little daughter, do I? Ta-ta.
Bye.
You know, he doesn't like me talking about it. But she says we needn't make a decision for another month or two.
Well, what about the boys?
They can come too if they want. I don't know about Mick, but Frank likes the idea, don't you, Frank? Mm.
Do you, Frank?
Well, take a look around you. Can you think of any good reason for staying in this cozy little corner of Europe? Who are you? You're nobody. You're nobody, you have no money, and you're young. And when you end up, it's pretty certain you'll still have no money, you'll still be nobody, and the only difference is you'll be old.
You know, sometimes I think you're the only really sensible one of any of them.
Later, Archie meets Jean on a hill overlooking the beach.
Here we are. Champagne. Remember when I picked you up at the bottom here? You'd been a very naughty little girl on the toboggan.
Well, Phoebe seems very keen on this Canada idea.
Yeah. I went to Canada during the war.
I remember.
Couldn't get draft pass, not even in Toronto. Seemed to think that was pretty English. Didn't seem very English to me. Hey, can't get over you and that Trafalgar Square. Did you really believe in all that?
Well, I thought I did at the time.
Like me and draft pass and women, eh?
He glances at his watch.
Are you meeting someone?
Hey, no, well, just a matter about some scenery. Got half an hour.
Phoebe seems to have set her heart on it.
Your mother.
Your mother caught me in bed with Phoebe.
I didn't know.
Well, I don't know what I really expected, but somehow I expected you to say something more than that. Yeah. You'd just been born. And your mother caught poor old Phoebe and me together. Poor old Phoebe. She's never even enjoyed it very much. Anyway, your mother walked out. She walked out just like that. She was what you'd call a person of principle.
You mean you didn't love my mother?
Yes, I loved her. I was in love with her, whatever that may mean. Anyway, a few months later she was dead, and that was that.
Jean puts her hand lightly on his shoulder. He takes it in his.
Hey, tell me something, will you? I want you to tell me something.
Hmm?
Well, what would you say to a man of my age, marrying a girl of, well, your age?
Oh, Dad. You're not serious.
He draws away from her.
Oh, you couldn't. You couldn't do a thing like that to Phoebe.
You've been away from your old man a bit too long, haven't you? My scenery man. Gotta go.
Well, where are you meeting him?
What, at the Rockley?
Well, I'll walk down with you.
No, don't bother. I'm in a bit of a rush, you see. Yeah, I tell you what, why don't you take old Phoebe to the pictures, hey?
He hands her a banknote.
Thanks for helping.
And hustles off. Jean watches him go. Later, on a horse-drawn sightseeing carriage.
Hey, what's the matter, Jean?
Oh, it's Archie.
What is it now?
A girl.
Why, there's nothing new.
He's thinking of marrying this one.
I don't believe
it. It's true.
What about Phoebe?
Exactly.
Who is it?
Oh, she was in the bathing beauty competition. Tina Latford. She won second prize. She's the daughter of some bakery people in Burnley.
They must be quite well off. Here's the end of the ride. Well, I'm up here. Let me help you down, my darling.
Thank you, Grandad. He was with her and her parents yesterday at Stocks' Cafe. Do you suppose that he's pretending we don't exist?
I don't know. Her parents are here, you say?
They're staying at the holiday camp with her. It's part of the prize.
Damn waste of money. Town hall pays and shoves it all on the rates.
Oh, Grandad, will you walk down to the station with me to meet Graham?
No, you want to be alone, my darling.
Oh, no, I'd love you to come.
I've got some business to do. Bye-bye, Jean.
Bye.
Soon after, a taxi pulls up at the gate of the holiday camp.
Can I speak to Mrs. Lapthorne?
I'll find out if she's in the company.
The security guard goes into his office.
Mrs. Latford, please go to reception where friends are waiting.
Thank you. Mrs. Latford? Well, that's me. What can I be wanted for?
I wonder what they could want, Mother.
Hang on, I can even come in now.
That evening, Archie gets a call at the theatre.
Oh, boy, Jackie.
She's on twice, and I see her name Latford.
Could I have you on?
Hello? Archie Rice speaking. Yes?
Wait a minute, just a minute. I don't understand what's wrong. I don't understand. There's evidently some misunderstanding.
The female lead stops to listen.
Well, look, don't be a cow. Don't stand there. Get out. I'm sorry. Look, let me ring back, will you? But what do you mean the last time? It's ridiculous. Well, is Tina there? Well, can I speak to her, please? Well, why not?
Alerted by the female lead, the rest of the cast gathers to eavesdrop.
I'm depending on you. You promised. Everything's fixed up. I've paid out checks. Yes. Yes, it's true. Yeah, 7 years ago, that's right. Yeah, it's still in the receiver, sir. Well, you didn't ask me. Yeah, but for God's sake, give me some time. No, but at least let me come and see you.
Noticing the others, Archie shoos them on stage.
Mr. Rice, could I have your autograph? You look so bad.
Archie hesitates, then staggers off backstage.
Archie, that was Mrs. Moneybag, wasn't it? You've mucked it up, haven't you? I said you've mucked it up! Gold, Archie Rice, you need a keeper!
What's the matter?
Frank follows him into his dressing room.
Hey, Dad, what's the matter?
Hey, shut up. Shut the door, will you? Shut the door.
Just a second. Hey, John.
Yeah?
Here, take these costumes down to the girls for me, dear. Check the board.
Hurriedly, Archie begins applying his makeup.
It'll be about 2 minutes. Okay? Yeah. All right? Yeah. Dad, what's got into you?
Well, that's it. That's it. And who do you think not? Shocked me. Hey? Grasped. I better get used to prison language.
What are you talking about?
The show, the old man. My old man, Billy Rice, old-time favourite, nobody else.
What do you mean?
The show, the new show, it's all finished.
What's Grandad got to do with that?
Well, there's no time to explain that now. Hey, better get on the blower to everybody. Everybody concerned, make all cancellations.
Yeah?
Every single thing. Oh, no, it's too late now. You better send wires, see? Send wires.
Harold, does Harold know?
Oh, God, look. Well, tell Harold, get Harold, tell you what, get him on the blower for me as soon as I come off after the first act.
Oh. Yeah, okay, curtain up.
Archie hurries from his dressing room, pulling on his white gloves.
Archie.
Oh, he's still with us, that's something.
Archie, will you now be doing the new show?
Just give me a chance.
You've had your chance, mate.
You're on the floor.
Archie struts on stage in his derby hat, twirling his cane and grinning.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no, really, Charlie. It's such an old gag, Charlie. He will do it, ladies and gentlemen. I'll kill you. I'll do you up your vote.
His sparse audience is not impressed.
Does he think he's funny?
Well, Charlie, the audience is all absolutely dying with laughter. It's a great success. Shut up! Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Archie Rice is the name. Archie Rice, Mrs. Rice's favorite boy. Now, we're going to entertain you for the next 2.5 hours. Half hours. Woohoo!
Granddad finds Frank backstage.
Tell your father I'll never see him.
All the extras are locked.
All right.
Now, I'm going to introduce you. Much pleasure in introducing you.
That great little act, Beryl and Bobo, the trampoline tramps. Boys.
Backstage.
You sign. These poor kids have turned down other work, quickly.
Yes.
Listen,
yes.
Kids, I'm going to try and see what I can
we
do.
We know what you can do. We'll have him for this. I'll get lawyers and I'll... What about you lot? Not interested?
He didn't want us anyway.
Look, take your spoon out of the mixing bowl, really, Dexter, and get ready.
Yeah. I don't care about the bloody money, but I'm owing the bookie 15 quid.
Archie's on the phone.
Okay. Be a pal and forget it, will you?
I cannot get it. I've paid it in.
You paid it in?
Yes, of course I have.
When?
Yesterday afternoon. And I've made our payment on the strength of it, too.
Okay.
Granddad's arrived.
He's gone into your dressing room.
Wire and... Jimmy Collins, cancel shoes order.
Snags, Archie.
Hey, try and get Lenny again.
Archie! Oh, there you are. It's not fair, Frank.
Frank, I've got one of his scallops.
Well, you'll have to turn sideways then, dear.
Archie, before you say anything, I had to do it to stop you making a total fool of yourself.
You stopped me. Congratulations.
I didn't know there was anything more to it, this financial thing.
I like that phrase, this financial thing.
No, I'll make it up to you, Archie, I promise. I realise I've put you in a bit of a spot with a new show.
Bit of a spot?
Look, Archie, I've had an idea. I'll come in with you. How's that?
Me to jail, dear.
My name's still worth something. We'll give them the old songs. People still want them, you know, Archie. Hey, what about it, Sam? What do you say?
God help you.
Archie.
Listen, Frank. Maybe you can understand. His mind's going. Look, I'm an undischarged bankrupt, see? I do everything in my wife's name. But just this once, I signed the checks myself, for very obvious reasons.
Christ, Archie, you really are.
Archie, listen.
Listen, son. Just no more interference. Yes?
Thank you. I've got a few pounds in the post office.
You on again?
Right.
It's not much, mind you, but it's a few pounds. I'd like you to...
Archie walks out.
I didn't mean it. Doesn't he know? I didn't mean it.
On stage.
Why should I care? Why should I let it? Me. Why shouldn't I sit down and try to let it pass over me? Why should they stay? Why should I let it get me? What's the use of despair if they call you a square? You're alone.
Graham gets drinks for Gene and himself in the lounge overlooking the stage.
Thanks. He's a bit down tonight.
Is he? Is he all right to me?
Does he?
I'm not much in the mood for a show, I suppose.
What happened about the Africa job?
I turned it down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Something like it'll turn up again. Something like you might not.
I can't leave here yet. I'm too involved. You do understand, don't you?
I'm beginning to. Whatever it is, you're up to your ears in it, aren't you? I'm not much help, am I?
You've been very patient. I don't know why.
Because I love you. That's why. You'd still rather I went back to London?
Yes,
tonight?
Please. It's not that I don't want you to stay, but there's something I've got to see Dad about.
Would you like me to come with you?
No, I'd rather you didn't. Not tonight.
All right.
In Archie's dressing room.
She'd steal your knickers and sell them for dust.
Oh,
no, Mrs. Jeez. Robertson. Mrs. Roberts, number 7, Clay Pit Lane. Always used to say that.
What are you talking about, you bloody right-wing old poop?
Don't you talk to your father like that. I may be an old poop, but I'm not right-wing.
Dad, can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, honey, your dad's a bit slewed, honestly.
Yeah. I don't want to. Frank, I want to talk to Dad.
Well, I'm talking to Frank about my landlady in Clay Pit Lane. You see, she always used to remind me of a bloke
Dad,
I used to know.
Now,
honey, listen, this will interest you. You see, because it's prime ministers and...
Dad, I want to talk to you about Phoebe.
Look, he was Irish, you see, and he did a trampoline act, and we all used to call him Lady Rosie Both Ways.
Well, oh, the enemy old cigar. Ah, the enemy old cigar.
Oh, shut up, Frank! What's the matter with you, Archie? Don't you care what's going to happen to Phoebe?
Ginny, love, shall I tell you something? All my life, I've been searching for something. I've been searching for a draft bass you could drink all evening without running off every 10 minutes, that you could get drunk on without feeling sick, and all for fourpence. Now, the man who could offer me that would really get my vote. He really would.
Oh, he's funny. You know, Archie, you're a bit of a bastard. You really are.
Oh, go on, insult me. I didn't mean it.
Well, now, don't start being humble.
What's the matter with her?
Don't ask me, Sam. Don't ask me. I've never solved a problem in my life.
You can't hurt yourself anymore, can you? Not even by hurting other people.
Why don't you leave your old man alone?
That's right. Why don't you leave your old man alone?
I'd like to tell you the truth about your father. He doesn't give a damn about anyone. He's two pennies of nothing.
I'd say that sums me up pretty
well. Why don't you leave him alone?
Don't you know what he's trying to do? He wants to divorce Phoebe. Well, what's going to happen to her?
Love, darling, you can't change anybody.
But have you seen her, this girl he wants to marry? I caught them together yesterday at Stocks' cafe. She's a professional virgin.
Oh, my God, if you're going to start that, I'm going home.
She's pretty, she's spoiled, she's vain and she's stupid, and her parents are probably stupid too. How old is she?
20.
20? I suppose you think you're going to get them to put up some money for this new show.
That was the idea.
Well, what do you mean, was the idea?
Well, you see, Jeannie, love, before you started getting fussed about it, old Billy went and did something, you see. Yes, he went and saw my little girlfriend's parents, and he told them. Unfortunately, he did not realize that in the meantime I had signed a few checks, you see.
He scotched.
Oh, yes, completely. So you needn't worry, Jeannie, love. I mean about Phoebe, anyway. Old Archie isn't going to get his oats after all.
He leaves her alone in the dressing room. Drink in hand, Archie strolls out on the stage of the empty theater.
Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
He touches her hand.
You're like your mother. She always felt everything very deeply. Much more deeply than I did. You're what they call a sentimentalist.
What are you talking about now?
I know. You think I'm just a tatty old music hall actor. But you know, when you're up here, you think you love all those people around you out there. But you don't. You don't love them like... Oh, if you learn it properly, you'll get yourself a technique. And smile, darn you, smile, and look the friendliest, jolliest thing in the world. But you'll be just as dead and used up, just like everybody else. You see this face? This face can split open with warmth and humanity. It can sing, tell the worst, unfunniest stories in the world to a great mob of dead, drab bags. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because look. Look at my eyes. I'm dead behind these eyes. I'm dead. Just like the whole damn shoddy lot out there. Hey, did I ever tell you the most moving thing I ever heard? Hey? Oh, no, it's not a gag. No, honest, it was when I was in Canada. I used to slip over the border sometimes, and one night I heard some negress singing in a bar. If ever I saw any hope or strength in the human race, it was in the face of that old fat negress getting up to sing about Jesus or something like that. I never even liked that kind of music, but to see that old bag singing her heart out to the whole world, and you knew somehow in your heart that it didn't matter how much you kicked people, how much you despised them, if they can get up and make a pure, just natural noise like that. There's nothing wrong with that. I've done one thing as good as that my whole life. I'd have been all right. I wish to God I was that old bag. I'd stand up and shake my great bosom up and down and lift up my head and make the most beautiful fuss in the world. Never do it.
He looks at Jean.
Well, you think you're going to do it? Well, do you?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'll probably do exactly the same as you.
Of course you will. Mind you, you make a better job of it. You're more clever.
Archie.
It's Phoebe.
Aren't you coming home, Archie? Frank sent me here. There's a policeman outside asking for you. What do you think he wants?
It's the income tax man. I've been inspecting him for 20 years. Don't look so scared, Phoebe, love. Old Archie's drunk again. It's over the income tax man.
The policeman's outside with Frank. What do you think he wants, Archie?
Bastards. The rotten bastards. They've killed him. You killed Mick.
Frank holds up a telegram. Archie lurches over to him and takes it.
They've murdered him.
Thrusting the telegram at Jean, Archie staggers across the stage and props himself against a wall.
Oh, Lord, I don't care where they bury my body. No, I don't care where they bury my body. 'Cause my soul's gonna live with God.
A military parade marches along the promenade. Of soldiers turns smartly into a church, passing a sign announcing a memorial service for Sergeant Michael Rice, killed in action, Egypt, 1956. Reporters lounge nearby.
They're giving him quite a send-off.
They say he'll get the VC.
What'll they do, send it on to him?
Photographers are waiting when the family emerges from the service.
Who are you?
I'm the boy's uncle.
Good, have a cup.
They've got a job.
I don't think they're not enjoying it.
One last question.
Archie is the last to get into their waiting car. Back at the flat.
Now, about this story, Mr. Rice, this is how I've angled it. The
background of a hero, and I thought we could do something with those patriotic songs you sing in your act.
Oh, well, they're my own material, I don't think.
How's the show going?
People just sit back and stare at you. They just sit. But London, that's the place.
You're not planning a comeback by any chance, are you? No return to the stage.
He's retired.
Pity. There's nothing like the old music hall. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Rice.
The rest of the family is waiting on the terrace.
They look as if they're about to go now.
Now understand, my dear, I'll pay all your debts, settle everything. I'll see that nothing happens.
You're the one to persuade him, Bill. Only you can do it. Only don't tell him that I asked you. Frank's all set to go, aren't you, Frank?
Yeah.
Archie raises the window.
Yeah. Want some time?
Yeah. Oh, Brother Bill. Admiring the view? It's worth the climb, isn't it? Frank's been telling me about Claire's letter, Archie. I'm willing to help you. I'll pay all your fares and you can start a fresh life, the three of you.
Yeah. Hey, what's the matter, Sam? You want to be a Mountie, eh?
Archie, we could all be together. Bill would look after everything.
What time's the London train?
9 o'clock, you all.
Will we see him, Rubens?
No, Klein.
Charlie Klein?
Charlie Klein.
What are you going to London for?
Well, we're just going up to see about a new show, you see. Old Billy's coming up to make it look respectable. Hey, why don't you come too? We can see old Graham again.
At Klein's office in London.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Klein, please.
Yes, who shall I say?
Mr. Billy Rice, Mr. Archer.
Oh, yes. Will you take a seat, please?
Yes, old Charlie Klein's all right. I used to know him when he was about Jeannie's age here. Put him up for the National Sporting Club.
As soon as I heard the name Rice, I said to myself, well, it can't be. Well, 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 nice to see you, Billy boy. How are you, Archie? Let's come into the office. Honestly, you're getting younger and younger. You're looking wonderful.
Jeannie, love, wait for us in the club next door, will you? Won't be long. Well, Charlie?
A little later, Grandad, Klein, and Archie enter the pub where Jean is waiting.
And we were all English. Once more, we spoke English. Ah, there you are, Jean. We all knew what the rules were, and even if we spent half our time trying to make people laugh at them, we never seriously suggested that anyone should break them.
Well, what are you going to have to drink, Billy boy?
Scotch
all out, please.
A real pro is like the general run of people, only he is a lot more like them than they are themselves, if you understand me.
Hey, Billy, see who that is?
Eddie Drummer! Eddie, my favorite comedian.
Archie, I love you, Dave. He's such a sweet old man, and still a first-class performer. Still a first-class performer. It's going to be great to see him up there again.
Jean steps close to Archie.
What are you doing? What are you going to do to him? You're not going to put him back into the business.
It's our only chance. Klein wouldn't look at me, you fool. Old Billy sold him this idea himself.
And you're going to let him do it? Archie, you killed that old man. Just to save that no-good washed-up tatty show of yours.
Isn't to save that no-good tatty show of mine. It's to save your no-good tatty dad from going to jail. They may not come in to see Archie, but they may still remember Billy Rice. He's a try anyway. He wants to do it. Look at him. Poor old Gubbins. Top of the bill again.
With your lips close to the telephone, when they might be close to mine.
Well, here's to the Billy Rice Show at the Winter Gardens, Illuminations Week.
London's West End is lit up like a fairyland for Illuminations Week. Garden, Billy Rice's name blazes above the marquee. Backstage on opening night.
Have you seen your man?
Yeah, he's in a pair of jeans with him.
Has he been called?
Yeah, but I'll...
Brian, we're stuck! We're stuck!
Pour a bucket of water over.
Oh. What about the man? Leave us DC and all things.
In Granddad's dressing room.
Yeah, I've made a mess of this.
What? Oh, don't bother about it, Granddad. Wipe it. It's your face I've come to see. Did you want a drink?
No, no, my dear. I'm before the show.
Granddad, over to you.
What, already? Oh, don't worry, Frank. I'll be down.
He's nearly ready, Frank.
Now, after put me amongst the girls, it's my first chance.
Yes, don't worry, Granddad. I'll have everything down.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Good luck, Mr. Rice.
Thank you. Once I get that old backcloth behind me, I can hold them on my own for half an hour. I'll see those 5-minute microphone wonders out any day.
The theater manager finds Archie.
Archie, do you realize what's coming?
Okay. Don't worry. I know you're
he's on his
nervous.
Way down now, Dad.
You see, he's on his way now.
Hey, Archie.
Look, I mean, listen, someone with a valve. There'll be trouble.
Hey, are we? God, is he old, you're on?
Don't worry, kid. You've got a good 2 minutes.
Right, Dad, you look great.
Freedom.
Okay, thanks.
Warm the orchestra.
Dad, he's not ready yet.
It's all right, Dad. You've got a good minute. Don't worry.
Okay, up with it.
Curtain rises on the chorus girls. Female lead wishes Granddad luck.
Same to you, my dear. She's a good girl. I always said to Auntie, always be nice to them on the way up, in case you may meet them on the way down.
Then she makes her entrance. Archie and Jean help Granddad into his coat.
Dear, we're coughing better than that.
Good luck, Granddad.
Be amongst the girls, amongst those with the curly curls. They'll enjoy themselves, so will I, if you put me.
Backstage, Granddad sags.
Tell Rita to keep going.
And clutches at his chest.
What's the matter, Granddad?
Quick, summer.
Frank waves to the female lead, who dances into the wing.
What's the matter?
Look, something's happened to Granddad. You've got to go on again.
What? What's happened, Archie?
Stand by to go on again.
So hard.
Yes, give us a cup, Bobo. Come on.
No, I'm all right. I'm all right.
Come on, come on, do it.
Granddad gets to his feet and then collapses.
Put me among the girls, carry on. Put me among the girls. Do me a favor, do you know I do as much for you. Put me among the girls. Those the curly girls.
Jean crouches with Archie beside Granddad as he tries to raise his head. He slumps back, dead. Jean looks tearfully at Archie, who rises slowly. At a seaside cemetery, the family leaves the graveside after the service. Archie walks with Phoebe's brother.
Jean thinks I killed him.
You didn't kill him, Archie.
He was such a sweet old man. He really was. Do you know who said that, Bill? Charlie Klein. Charlie Klein said old Billy was the nicest old man in the business.
Klein's cancelling the show as soon as he gets a replacement. I've booked your tickets to Canada.
I'm going anyway, Dad. So you'd better start thinking about number one.
Can't get draft bass in Canada. I've tried it.
I'm not doing anything for you to stay here. Not anymore. It's Canada or jail.
No. I always thought I should go to jail. I should think it must be quite interesting. Sure to meet some people I know.
He grins at Jean, who walks off with Graham.
Oh, well, just two more performances. Seems a pity, though. I should like to have notched up 21 years against the income tax man. I'll never make my 21st now. Been fun to get the key of the door somehow.
On the stage of the Winter Garden, Archie stands alone in a spotlight.
Why should I care? Why should I let it touch me? Why shouldn't I sit down and try to let it pass over me? Why?
The producer, Klein, is in the wings with the theater manager.
Why should I let it get me?
Jean enters and makes her way through the other performers who are gathered behind Klein.
Now, look, what's he up to? Making out he can carry on next week.
He said that?
Yes, to all these people.
Yeah, of course he did.
Look, I was supposed to be in Blackpool this week, but I had to come all the way down here to fix this. Well, I'm telling you, he's out. Finished.
Why should I care? Why should I let it touch me? Why shouldn't I sit down and try to let it pass over me? Why?
Archie looks into the wing and spots Klein.
Hey, there's a bloke out here with a hook. You know that, don't you? He's standing there. I can see him. Must be the income tax man.
This show finishes tonight.
Yes, Mr. Clark.
This show finishes tonight.
Archie hears this.
Why should I care? Why should I let it touch me? Why shouldn't I sit down and try to let it pass over me? Why? What's the use of despair? If they see that you're blue, they'll look down on you. So why, oh why should I?
Oh well, I have a go, don't I, ladies? Hey, I do, I have a go.
He starts off, then steps back to the microphone.
You've been a good audience. Very good. A very good audience. Let me know where you're working tomorrow night. I'll come and see you.
The curtain comes down, and the audience leaves. When Jean walks out to him on the stage, Archie gives her a brief, rueful smile.
Take the front curtains out.
The curtain is raised. Archie stands there, leaning on his cane and looking out at the vast, empty theater. Then Jean takes his arm in hers and, for the last time, he walks off stage. The End. Made at Shepperton Studios, England.
This described version of The Entertainer was created by Audio Vision Canada. The narrative description was written by Robert Goodman and Marco Sorin, narrated by George Thompson, and woven into the soundtrack by Randy Giroux. For other described movies and audio cinema presentations available from Audio Vision Canada, call toll-free 1-800-567-6755.
The cast: Laurence Olivier, Brenda DeBanzi, Roger Livesay, J. Joan Plowright, Alan Bates, Daniel Massey, Albert Finney, Shirley Ann Field, Thora Hurd, Miriam Carlin, Jeffrey Toon, McDonald Hobley, Anthony Oliver, Max Bacon, George Doonan, James Culliford, Gilbert Davis, Charles Gray, Gwen Nelson, and Hope Jackman.